Praise be Jesus and Mary.
Now and forever.
All of us are on the way to court to meet with the judge. We say as we profess the creed every Sunday, he will come to judge the living and the dead. That refers to the judgment at the end of the world, but there's also what's called the particular judgment after death. The letter to the Hebrews talks about that when it says it is given to every man to die once, and then comes judgment. So we are all on the way to that, and the wise man would prepare for it. Now, unlike the angels, who only had one chance, one choice, we have many chances, thanks to the great mercy of God. And today's first reading from the prophet Ezekiel explains that there's this possibility for us to change paths, right? To go from the narrow and difficult path onto the wide and easy path. This is the man, the virtuous man, who falls away from virtue and chooses the path of iniquity. But it's also possible to go from the state of mortal sin to the state of grace. And that's when the sinner repents of his sins, of his iniquity. And having received God's forgiveness, ordinarily speaking, in the sacrament of reconciliation, then passes over into the state of grace and is capable of being saved. And really, it all depends on where we stand on the day of judgment, okay, on the day of our death. And so for this reason, the church calls us to daily conversion. Now, we're living in this time of Lent, this liturgical time of Lent, which is a more explicit call to conversion. And so we're practicing prayers and penance and these things in order to bring about a deeper conversion. But really, it's supposed to take place every day throughout the liturgical year, this daily conversion. Again, because we are living in time, we are passing through time, and we need to work out our salvation in fear and trembling on a daily basis. On a daily basis, we have choices to make. We have grace to cooperate with. And so, he who thinks he is standing fast, let him take heed lest he fall. That's what the scripture says. And so this is how we work at our salvation on a daily basis. And again, this will produce a tendency in our life. What is the tendency? Am I tending to strive and to live the faith, to pray frequently and fervently, to practice virtue and avoid sin? Because as they say, as a person lives, so he dies. So as we live our faith on a daily basis is a pretty good indication of how we are going to die. And again, that's why the scripture says, if today you hear his voice, harden not your hearts. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.